This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Calls for aid to Palestinians in Gaza have recently taken shape as a convoy of ships left a port in Cyprus, carrying about 400 tons of food and other relief supplies. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
World Central Kitchen says the crafts carried ready-to-eat staples like rice, pasta, flour, canned vegetables, and proteins, enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations warns that famine could strike northern Gaza as early as this month. The United States military, along with regional partners, continues delivering relief in the form of airdropped pallets filled with food and water. But the deliveries can be spotty at times without any organized distribution method on land. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Pope Francis called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages in Easter Sunday, address that marked the most important day on the Christian calendar by deploring the suffering caused by wars. He presided over Mass in a packed and flower bedecked St. Peter's Square, and then delivered his blessing and message from the central balcony. The Pope's Easter message traditionally focuses on world affairs, and he mentioned other flashpoints, including Ukraine, Syria, Lebanon, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, Haiti, Myanmar, Sudan, the Sahel and Horn of Africa regions, Congo, and Mozambique. The U.S. military said Sunday its forces destroyed one unmanned aerial vehicle in a Houthi rebel-held area of war-ravaged Yemen, and another over a crucial shipping route in the Red Sea. It was the latest development in months of tensions between the Iran-backed rebels and the U.S. The drones, which were destroyed Saturday morning, posed a threat to U.S. and coalition forces and merchant vessels in the region, according to U.S. Central Command. This is VOA News. A Russian cruise missile strike on infrastructure in Ukraine's western Lviv region left one person dead while another died in an attack in the northeast. The Lviv regional governor says the attack Sunday destroyed a building and sparked a fire. In the Kharkiv region, an air attack killed a 19-year-old man after a missile hit a gas station. Thousands were left without power in the Odessa region. In Russia, meanwhile, the Ministry of Defense said that 10 Shekhmate Vampire rockets landed in the border region of Belgorod, injuring a woman. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed orders heralding the start of the country's annual spring recruitment season, officially drafting 150,000 conscripts. According to its defense minister, France is set to deliver hundreds of armored vehicles to Ukraine.
In an interview with a French newspaper, Sébastien Lecornu said Ukraine's army needs armored personnel carriers for troop mobility and to hold an extensive front line. France will be sending Ukraine its old VAB armored personnel carriers that started being used in 1979, as they plan to replace them with a new generation of armored vehicles. Lecornu adds France will also provide Ukraine with more anti-aircraft missiles. The move comes as France's government is pushing its military industry to boost its production to meet Kyiv's urgent needs for ammunition. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Turkey's main opposition party has retained its control over key cities and made huge gains in local elections.
Preliminary results reported by state media Sunday showed the opposition mayors of Istanbul and Ankara retaining their seats. Their party was leading in 36 provinces. The vote was seen as a barometer of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's popularity as he sought to win back control of key urban areas he lost to the opposition 5 years ago amid a deep economic downturn and high inflation. The strong showing is likely to help invigorate the opposition after a scathing defeat in last year's presidential and parliamentary elections. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Crews continue the complicated and meticulous operation of removing the steel and concrete from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. Cranes periodically swung into place on Easter Sunday, and workers measured and cut the steel to prepare to lift sections of twisted steel. Church services and mass were held across the area. One reverend at Sacred Heart of Jesus urged building bridges in the community and better treatment of migrant workers, includes the six construction crew workers who were filling potholes and were presumed dead after the collapse. Two of the crew survived. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.